China's been holding a series of events to mark the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, which falls today. The country's first report on its drug situation was released on Wednesday. It stated that drug abuse remains a serious problem. On Thursday, President Xi Jinping attended a meeting in Beijing to honor those fighting on the front lines against drugs. He's called for a more comprehensive and coordinated effort to combat the problem.
禁毒事业关乎到我们国家的命运，关乎到民族的兴盛。
The anti-drug work concerns our nation's security, prosperity, and people's well-being. We must fight the tough battle with a steadfast mind and solid work, and there would be no rest until a sweeping victory.
Minister of Public Security Guo Shengkun, who also heads China's anti-drug task force, warns there is an arduous task ahead.
To win the anti-drug war, we must resort to a comprehensive approach with a focus on prevention. All efforts must be made to eradicate the soil on which the drug problem breeds and spreads.
During the meeting, President Xi Jinping expressed respect and thanks to police, workers, and volunteers. And Premier Li Keqiang also attended the event. According to the report on China's drug situation, China had nearly 3 million registered drug users, or drug addicts, that is, at the end of 2014. But the real number who have used narcotics is thought to exceed 14 million. That means one out of every 100 Chinese may have used drugs. The report also revealed that drug users in China are becoming younger. Over half of the addicts registered are under the age of 35. Last year, 169,000 drug crime suspects were captured in China. Illegal drugs cost the Chinese economy an estimated 500 billion yuan, or over 80 billion US dollars, within the past year.